I'm going to start a new series. As I said, we are going to switch. Okay, instead of teaching the history of the church during the Bible studies, I'm going to do that as a sermon series. So today we are going to do an introduction to the church history. History of the church. And this is going to be going to be an eye-opener for a lot of us. Now, let me ask you, what is church history? In just one sentence, if I asked you, what is church history? I will show you in one sentence. In one sentence, from a Reformed perspective, it is accomplishing the purpose of God. Accomplishing the purpose of God. If you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 46. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 to 11. I'm going to read that portion of scripture. And we are going to see how God is in control, how God knows from the end to the beginning. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9, he says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me." Verse 10, "Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things not yet done, my saying, my counsel shall stand. And I will accomplish all my purpose." I don't know what happened. Is it your end? Huh? My connection is very high here. Huh? I'm using the same computer. Okay, let's... Because everything is green here, so very high connection issue. So anyway, we were going through Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9. "Remember the old former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things not yet done, my counsel shall stand. And I will accomplish all my purpose." Even the details, like calling a bird of prey from the east, "The man of my counsel from a far country, I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass. I have purposed, and I will do it." So the history of the church is accomplishing the purpose of God. Now, when did the history of the church missions begin? If you turn with me to Psalm chapter 89, verse 3. Psalm 89, verse 3. From verse 3 to 5, it says here, "You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your offspring forever and build your throne for all generations. Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones." Here we see God throughout in eternity, there was a council, a God that was made in the heavens. And the history of the church began from God Himself. Throughout eternity, the council of God, the Father, purposed to give a people to His Son. The church history is the outworking of God's purpose. Yes, the history has a purpose, and you and I are in that purpose. Church history is always active, and it is going forward to fulfill that purpose. We can see the end of church history in the book of Revelation. Especially in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9. We see Revelation 5, 9. "And they sang a new song. These are the believers in heaven. Worthy are you to take the scroll and open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe, language, people and nation." This is the accomplishment of God's purpose. That God is going to purchase a people for His Son. Now, I'm going to give you some very important points on church history. That is, these are very important points. You may have heard that church history is a very boring subject. Today in the churches, church history is totally neglected. Even many of the pastors have no idea of church history. Actually, it is the other way around. Church history is extremely important for every believer. There is a saying that says, "Those who are ignorant of the past are doomed to repeat it." It's very true. If you are ignorant of the past, you are going to repeat it. It is very true, especially if you're a Christian. Read Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Apostle Paul said, Romans 15, 4. Apostle Paul said, "Whatever was written in the former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance, through the hope, through the encouragement of the scriptures, that we might have hope." And also 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11. 1 Corinthians 10 11. "Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come." So, those who are ignorant of the past are doomed to repeat it. And we should not be ignorant of the past. So we will learn from it and benefit from it and profit from it. Now let me give you some points why church history is important. Church history helps us to understand the false teachings. we find the church in history, there were false teachings, bad theology. Today there are false teachings in the church. Today there are bad theology in the church. But church history will help us to understand these false teachings existed long time ago and help us